Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about cash flow versus cap rate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Let me clarify a couple of items. We use terms on our radio show. Marcia and I use the term cash flow, cap rate. Let's clarify the concept of cash flow. Cash flow is pretty easy to understand. I own a property. It generates a certain amount of income. It generates a certain amount of operating expenses. What's left at the end of the year, if I took nothing out of it, would be cash flow. Now, that's, of course, if I owned it free and clear of debt and I didn't have to pay any income tax and so forth. But it's interesting because we measure cash flow relative to the equity that we have in the property. That portion of value minus debt equals equity. And the higher the cash flow, the more productive that asset is considered to be. In fact, if I owned 10 things and I did an analysis and I was nearing retirement, I would probably focus on the ones that produced the greatest amount of stable, enduring cash flow. And I would probably consider selling, if I needed to sell something, selling the one that had the least amount of cash flow. Now, at the same time, if I owned the property free and clear of debt, that's if, the amount of cash flow, the amount of annual cash flow divided by the value of the property would be its cap rate or capitalization rate. And the capitalization rate is that thing that I would gauge property A versus B versus C, all of them having comparable locations as to quality of location. The higher the cap rate, the more productive the property. Now, certainly that infers several things: that you're managing the property well, that you're being attentive to the amount of income the property is capable of producing, and that you're optimizing that amount of income as you can. We have rent control in the state of Oregon, but this last year we were able to go with a 10.1% allowed increase in rent. That is, of course, if the tenancy would allow that. If you increase your rent and everybody moves out, that's not a good idea. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.